Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, people who want to hunt grizzly bears in Wyoming find out tomorrow whether they can. The federal government took the grizzly off the endangered species list last year. So for the first time in decades, states can decide whether people can hunt them. Tomorrow, the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission votes on whether to approve new regulations allowing hunting. But even though approval is expected, Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska reports that the hunting licenses are still being challenged in court and in less formal ways.
Here's a word people like to use a lot when it comes to a grizzly hunt: manage. It's one way to look at the system of hunting licenses.
Let people start paying to manage the bears for you.
Joe Condoleezza is talking about the licenses Wyoming tentatively plans to issue to hunt grizzlies in the fall. Condoleezza is the president of a bear educational and hunting nonprofit. Grizzly bear hunting licenses would cost $600 for Wyoming residents and $6,000 for non-residents. And all that money would go into the state's Wildlife Conservation and Management Fund. So for Condoleezza, hunting grizzly bears makes sense.
We have to manage all the species in our ecosystem, and it's hunting is a tool to do that.
The management of grizzlies is now in the hands of the states where the bears live: Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. Montana decided not to grant any licenses. Idaho will allow for one male to be killed. But the story is different in Wyoming. They're planning on 22 licenses. In the past couple of years, human-bear conflict has increased in Wyoming, with grizzlies killing more and more people and livestock. That's because the bears are increasingly going into areas where people live, work, and play. So the state sees a hunt as a tool to control the population, but some don't.
The thing about the hunt is it's opportunistic. That's all it is. It's just opportunistic. It's not a control. It's not a management.
That's Leslie Patton. She lives in a cabin an hour from Cody, within the area that's designated by the federal government as the grizzly's suitable habitat. She believes there are different ways to manage bears, like the kinds of things she says she and her neighbors already do.
It's basically to protect all the food sources we have. Chickens you can put around an electric fence. I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, now the responsibility falls on each individual who moves here, who lives here.
People beyond Wyoming have also chimed in. Groups like the National Parks Conservation Association say they don't want a trophy hunt. Hunting that's just for the prize of a bear's hide and head, just to say, I killed a grizzly. At a recent meeting of the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, prospective hunters raised the possibility that licenses could be snapped up by people and organizations opposing the hunt, that they would buy a license and then not use it. Dan Thompson with the state said that's a possibility. However,
I do hope that the hunting community, and there's a lot of organizations that are in favor of hunting, can step up too and put in for those tags, as well as the non-hunting community.
Even though grizzly hunting has drawn a lot of attention to Wyoming, Thompson says that's good.
We can use the public interest to our advantage. It's very polarized, but the fact that we have interest is much better than apathy.
Because he says interest in the animal brings attention to conservation management, which can be kind of a dry subject. Wyoming's Fish and Game Commission is widely expected to approve the hunt tomorrow as a form of population management. Meanwhile, many conservation groups hope a federal judge will protect the bear before hunting season starts this fall. What all sides will say is this: they want grizzlies around, they just don't want to run into one. For Here and Now, I'm Camila Kadelska in Cody, Wyoming.